You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Welcome back. Paul Alexander with you up until 6 o'clock when we resume the Holiday Hoops Classic presented by Edgar Snyder and Associates. Our next two games will feature Pine Richland taking on Sewickley Academy, and then it'll be Mars and Montour. These are two boys' games. Earlier in the day, it was Carrick and Alderdice. Alderdice won that one in Fox Chapel over Avonworth. That was a girls' contest. These both will be boys' games tonight. And doing the play-by-play and carrying the entirety of the broadcast will be none other than Josh Rountree. And he's penciled in for 5:40. So we will be chatting with Josh about the upcoming games. Looking forward to that. So right now, we're still kind of open. I mean, I'm really happy to talk about whatever you would like to in terms of Christmas. I had mentioned earlier, and again, we're a little disjointed. You know, we had Medical Frontiers in the middle. We had High School Hoops before, then High School Hoops after. So we're going to talk some high school basketball as well. And remember, as always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or on the Odyssey app, spelled out, that's right, A-U-D-A-C-Y. But you can also watch us online with our KDK video stream presented by Metropolitan.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream, or now you can just go to our KDK Radio YouTube page and watch everything we're doing inside our studios. And I'm all about, you know, progress and change. I am. I embrace it. But I will say, you know, having I always seem to have a mix of radio and TV, usually simultaneously. Many years ago when I had my own sports talk show here on the AM side, that was every night, Icy Light Sports Talk, 6 to 9 every night. I was also working at KDK-TV, and sometimes during the 6 o'clock hour, right around 6:20, I would have to take an extended commercial break because I would anchor the sports on TV from the radio studio. You want to talk about a little bit confused sometimes. And it was crazy. But back then, we were in the same building. KDK Radio used to be in Gateway Center on the second floor. The KDK TV side was down on the first floor. So that was convenient in that regard that I was already there. But man, that used to get a little crazy, a little hectic. Especially when we had breaking sports news, things got nuts. So very comfortable going back and forth. And we can do that. If you want to talk a little high school hoops, I was looking at my good friend Mike White, who probably the most gifted, dedicated, amazing high school sports writer ever to do it. He's in semi-retirement, but man, he stays busy. He does a lot of stuff with us. He does a big part of our high school football coverage, you know, our Thursday night show from Dave and Buster's. He's a regular on that. He always calls in on our post-game show to have some great nuggets of great performances and things like that. But he put together, and I'm going to throw it out there, and we can discuss. He threw out the top 10 WPIL and City League players since the year 2000. So that's fairly modern. Fairly current. And I'm definitely going to share the top 10. If you want to discuss, that's fine. If you're not in the mood to go there, that's okay as well. If you want to talk about what's going on tonight at PPG, again, we will check in with Josh at 5:40. He has both games tonight. And again, that is Mars and Montour will be the nightcap, the first game, Pine Richland and Swickley. So how about number 10, Terrell Pryor, graduated from Jeanette in 2008. And this guy, for my money, the fact that he's a top 10 and certainly a top 5 on the football side immediately puts him in the upper echelon of all-time great athletes. And I remember I got to do, I think, his last two championship games on TV. So that would have been, you know, 07 and 08. And he was a man among boys. And there was only 4 classifications then, and Jeanette was 2A. And, you know, he'd already... You know, Charlie Batch got involved in his recruiting. That was just the kind of thing that Charlie does. Really thought the guy was going through some tough times with, you know, making his mind up and making sure that all the recruiting was on the up and up and things like that. Charlie kind of navigated that for him. And when he made his decision to go to Ohio State, I know both Pitt and Penn State were disappointed, along with probably another 30 or 40 teams in the country. I mean, just such a 6'6", 235 pounds, running a 4'3". I mean, the guy was just a freakish athlete. Now he's a pretty good golfer. I've got to play golf with him a couple times recently, and he's a nice player, getting better all the time. But anyway, they would say, well, you know, he's just playing against 2A guys. What would he be like in 4A, or what's he going to be like in Ohio State? Well, I mean, he was incredible in college, and then when he was playing for the Raiders, he had a 90, I think it was either 95 or 90. I think it was 95-yard touchdown run against your Pittsburgh Steelers. So he was okay at every level that he played at. So those of you that were questioning whether he'd be able to compete at the next level, since he was only competing against 2A folks, yeah, he was just fine. And then some, my goodness. But he had 2,285 points in high school. And he had 39 points and 24 rebounds and 10 blocks against Beaver Falls. That's an impressive triple-double. 39 points, 24 rebounds, and 10 block shots. And again, he was 6'6", and I think if he would have decided that basketball was his game, I think he would have ended up in the NBA. I don't think there's any question. Ben McCauley comes in at number 9. He graduated from Yawk in 2005. 6'8 forward, averaged 28.8 points per game, played at NC State, and averaged 12 and 14 points in two different seasons. So, double-digit score at the major college level. So, out of Yawk, that was a big deal. Micah Mason, this man could fire it up, man. He graduated Highlands in 2011. Mike calls him the greatest shooter in WPIL history, and he made 346 career threes and scored 64 points in a game. 64. Now, one that I'll point out, now that's before the 2000, but my man B.B. Flannery, who I just love from Valley, and then a star at Duquesne, and just a great, great guy. They have an award. The WPIL names an award. The best guard of the year wins the B.B. Flannery Award. And the winner last year was able to, you know, I talked to B.B. about coming out to the game, and he did. And the award winner got to meet the man the award was named after. It was incredible. But Micah Mason was just an unbelievable shooter. 2,272 points. Remember when 1,000 points was the standard. You were a superstar if you could score 1,000. But these guys are in the 2,200 range. But all right, that's the 10, 9, and 8. We'll keep going through these and talking about them. If you want to check in at 866-391-1020, you're certainly free to do so. Want to talk about any great high school basketball memories you may have or any current players you're really excited to see or watch. We're open to that because we have two games coming up starting at 6 and then at 8 o'clock. Josh Rountree will join at 5:40. And I'll continue to go down the Mike White's top 10 from the year 2000 to the current year of 2025, the top 10, both WPIL and City League combined, right here on your Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.